We're in the Corner House, where, as well as a very popular David Shrigley exhibition and loads of other stuff going on, there's also something called Sketch-O-Matic, which was here last year and was hugely popular. I'm here with somebody who is involved with it. Just tell us your name and what you've been doing for the last hour.
Hi, my name's Hilary Judd, and I've been in a Sketch-O-Matic booth, which is like a photo booth, but instead of where the camera would be, you've got an illustrator or an artist drawing the people who sit on the other side with the curtain, and it's been brilliant fun. The first when I first got there, I was quite terrified, and then you get in the zone, and then when they opened the door for me to come out, I didn't want to leave. I think I'd got in the zone, and I hadn't realised an hour had passed.
So, I mean, it's a brilliant idea, isn't it? Such a simple one. And I mean, it is so popular. They're obviously, like, queuing right down to the door to have a go. When you were saying that, like, you know, you were petrified, is that because you feel like a responsibility to that they're going to like it, or...?
I think maybe it's because they've queued for such a long time as well. But there's an exchange of a pound, and I suppose I think the idea behind it, Bren, who organised it, was telling me that it's getting people to pay for art, whereas they wouldn't normally pay for it, even though it's a small transaction for a drawing of themselves. So it's that kind of notion. But there's a responsibility to your sitter. The really funny thing is, people get in there and they can't really handle it. It's like three to five minutes that they're sat in there for, but then there's only a few of them that just sat stock still. A lot of people either had conversations or got their phone out. So the drawings that I did reflected that they were either moving around or had their phone out. So I quite like to see what they made of them when they got them at the other end.
It's really interesting, isn't it? Because obviously these days, with like mobile phones and smartphones and cameras and digital cameras, everyone's so used to having their photo taken and stuff, but it's very rare you actually get to have your portrait done, isn't it? And I suppose maybe that's why it's funny how people seem to feel so comfortable to have the photo taken, yet not to have a sketch of them done. And I wonder why that is. Like, somehow you're going to capture something about them that a camera wouldn't.
I wonder if they can see a hint of you, because it's a two-way mirror. So maybe for some people it was almost like we were making dead eye contact. And I think that level of scrutiny, maybe if they could see a hint of my glasses or something, I think it would be a bit disconcerting maybe. Whereas a camera is a machine, there's actually a person on the other side. So.
And so are you doing another stint, did you say? Not today, but...
I'm doing another slot on Wednesday. I really, really enjoyed it. I'd book myself in for more slots, I think, if I knew it would be this much fun. But yeah, it's good. It's really good.
And just finally, you were saying that you lecture at MMU, but that you also do handmade books. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, I make artist books, and as well as with part of the Manchester Weekender, there's an artist book fair on today at the university, and I make pop-up books, and I do drawings and illustrations. So, yeah, I've got a mixture of activities on the go. But.
Fantastic. Thank you.